The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Beitza Tetzvot and Beis. It's a mitzvah deraisa of Samachta B'chagecha, Simchas Yontif, which of course applies in the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What's the halacha regarding Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah? It's a zman of tshuva. Maybe it's not a zman of simcha, but it is a yantif. So what's the halach? Shagasai in Simen Kuf Beis clears the shayla, and he brings several rais that there is a mitzvah of simchas yantif on Rosh Hashanah, just like the other yomtiv. One of the rais that he brings is from our Gemara, Tesavah from the Beis. Gemara brings a braisa, which brings a pasuk. V'chu ichlu mashmanim v'shum amzakim v'shulchumana yisla'i nochen loy ki kodo yishayim la'ado yinenu v'al teyot zevu ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uzchem. Pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah, and Pasuk says that people should go eat kishmakim ha'cholim and mashkim and to send monos, because these are kedushas hayoyim. You shouldn't be sad. It's a zman where Hashem Hashem is matzalos in the din. It's a man of chedva, it's a man of simcha. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings a pasuk. So Shagasai says, you see him before from the pasuk, that there's a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Now you might just say that maybe it's taka asr to fast, maybe it's an isr tainis, just like you have isr tainis on other days of the year, even if there's no mitzvah achila, mitzvah simcha. So who said, how do you know over here that there's a mitzvah of simcha? So Shagasai says, from the fact that at the Gemara Darshans, in this pasuk, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai, Levu Alai, V'kadshu Kedushas Hayoyim, V'aminu Bi V'ani Peireya. The Gemara Darshans from here, that is a Kedushas Hayoyim. So Kedushas Hayoyim implies that it's not just an Isser Tainis, rather, is actually a Chiyav Achila, which he says means a Chiyav Simcha. That's what the Shagasai brings a Raya from this Gemara. Now, L'chayra, it's not so easy to understand this Raya, because we know that on Shabbos, and Yom Tov also, there are other mitzvahs of Achila besides Simcha. The Mashal on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha, the Samachta B'chagecha, not in Shabbos. And Shabbos, we know there's a Chiv Suda. Why is there a Chiv Suda? Mishum Kavod and Oineg. So Yom Tov also has Kavod and Oineg. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Hulchus Yom Tov Halacha Tazayin, Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'chabe Shabbos U'l'ango, Kach Kol Yom Tovim, Shanaim Alakadash Hashem Mechumad, Kol Yom Tovim Nem Behen Nekra Kodesh. And then the Rambam refers back to what he writes in the Shabbos, what is covered by Einig? And he says over there, part of the dinam of covered by Einig is Suda Shabbos. Hachot, to be making the Suda, to eat the Suda. So, how could the Shagasai bring a right from this Gemara that is a mitzvah simcha in Rosh Hashanah? And this Taka, it's Mukhach in the Gemara, in the Pasuk in the Gemara, that one has to eat. But maybe that's simple. And we'll say even it's not just an Issa Tainis. Like the Shagasai said, it says, it's a Kedushas Hayoyim that's Mechayiv Na'achila. So let it be taken as a mitzvah to eat. But who said that mitzvah is simple? Maybe the mitzvah is simply kavod v'ayinig. Okay. But that's the first raya the Shagasai brings. The Shagasai brings another raya, also from our sugi, the beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah here, beginning of the Perek, talks about the takana drabanan of Erev Tavshilin. And the Gemara says, what's the Indian of Erev Tavshilin? And the beginning of the Gemara brings a machlaikis amirayim. Rav Ashi says, "Kedusha Yom Ruin Oifin Miyantav L'Shabbos, Kavuchemim Yantav L'Chol," so that people should be very aware of the Isser Afia from Yantav L'Chol. Fine, but there's another reason, which the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Kedusha Yivra Mani Yafal L'Shabbos and Mani Yafal Yantav," which means that if Shabbos comes the day after Yantav, so a person will be very tarred with Yantav, and will be very Isaac in the Suda and the Simchas Yantav. And he may forget about Shabbos and not leave a proper Suda for Shabbos. So this takana got a person thinking and starting to prepare for Shabbos already before Yontif. So that way he won't forget about Shabbos, he'll have a proper Suda for Shabbos. That's the Rabbis Pshat in Erev Tavshila. Zog to Shagasai that the takana of Erev Tavshila is by Rosh Hashanah also. So if Rosh Hashanah is Chal Thursday and Friday, so you have an Erev Tavshila for Shabbos that comes afterwards. According to Rava, Why do I need the name of Tavshilin? The Bishlam, according to Rav Ashi, is because regarding Hilchos Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah is exactly the same as the other Yom Tov. So there's no reason to be Mechalik. Obviously, only the Erev Tavshilin, in order that people should know you don't cook on Yom Tov Achol. But according to Rava, it's not Mitzad Hilchos Yom Tov, it's Mitzad Hilchos Shabbos. It's in order to make sure that we don't forget about Shabbos when we're having Simchas Yom Tov. Sefrek Shagas Aryeh. But if Rosh Hashanah, there's no Mitzvah Simcha, why would you think that a person would forget about Shabbos? So the Shagas Aryeh must be that Rosh Hashanah is just like other Yom Tovim. There is a mitzvah of simcha. Therefore, a person may forget Shabbos. That's why Chazal was masakin Erev Tavshilin on Rosh Hashanah, just like the other Yom Tovim. That's the Shagas Aryeh's raya. Now, obviously, the same exact kind that we had on his other raya, we're going to have here as well. Namely, who said there's a mitzvah of simcha? There's a mitzvah of kavod and oinig on Rosh Hashanah. That Yitaka do have. That is no question. There's a mitzvah of kavod and oinig. So, therefore, a person is going to have a Suda's Yantiv. But who says he's a mitzvah simcha? Nafkamina would be. Who says he has to have basar, yayin, and the other dvar mamadim lede simcha that the Rambam enumerates in Perek Bavel Yantiv? Who said he's a mitzvah simcha? Maybe it's just a mitzvah kavod vayinig. That's one taina. And the emphasis is on this raya, you could even ask another taina, which is that we know one thing's for sure. The minig Yisrael, the Chol Tfutzis Yisrael, is to have a Suda's Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. So whatever the svar is, whether it's Rishon Simcha, Kavod, Einig, maybe some other makor for it, but that's the Minig Yisrael. So it stands to reason, and this is a very old, very ancient Minig. This is not a new Minig. Like you see in the Pasuk in the Chemia. Taka talks about going to eat a Suda on Rosh Hashanah. So let the reason be whatever it is, whether it's Kavod, Einig, Simcha, or some other reason. The fact of the matter is that it's a Minig Yisrael, at least a Minig Yisrael, to have a proper Suda's Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Chazal came along and they were worried a person will forget Shabbos, so they made a takana that you have to make an Erev Tavshilin, so we don't forget Shabbos. What's the nafkamina, what the reason is? Let the reason be Simcha or Kavod or Einig or any other reason. Let it be a minig. Let it be a some minig to show our Emunah and Betochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be Menatzeh B'din. Whatever the reason may be. The fact of the matter is the Eilam makes a Suda, so therefore you may forget about Shabbos. So Mamele, the Mesak and Erev Tavshilin. So these are the two kashas that we can ask on the Shagas Ayis Raya from this Gemara. Okay, now let's look at the Rishonim a little bit, the Pesach. It would seem that it's Mukhrach in the Rambam that there is Taka Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, like the Shagas Ayis Taka holds. Where is it Mukh in the Rambam? So let's read the Rambam a little bit. Let's first start with the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov. The first thing the Rambam does in Hilchos Yom Tov is tell you what is Yom Tov. What are the days that we're talking about when we refer to Yom Tov in these halachas? He starts off. Sheishis yamim ha'elu she'asner ha'kosa basiyas malacha. There are 6 days which the Torah asked basiyas malacha. What are they? And he lists them. Rishon u'shvi'i Pesach, 2 days of Pesach. 2 days of Sukkot, 1 day of Shavuos. And 1 day, be'echad l'chodesh ha'shvi'i, Rosh Hashanah. Hein ha'nikron yamim tovim. These are the days which are called yamim tovim. He says these are the days which are called Yom Tov, and they have an Isser Malacha with the Heter of Eichel Nefesh. Okay, so the Rambam is telling us right in the beginning of Yom Tov that these are the Yomim Tov. Now we turn to Perek Vav Halacha Tezai, and the Rambam says what we mentioned before: Kshem Shemitzvah L'Chabit Shabbos V'La'Anga Kach Kol Yomim Tovim. So all the Yom Tovim, the Rambam says, have covered vining, like we said before, that Rosh Hashanah would have covered vining. And then, in Halacha Yud Zayin, he says the following. Shivas Yimei HaPesach. Now, here he doesn't just say Kol Yom Tovim, because now he wants to include the days of Chol HaMoed as well. So that's not just 2 days of Pesach. Now all of a sudden we have 7 days. So he says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach. Ushmeinas Yimei HaChag, in the 8 days of Sukkot with Shmini Atzeres. Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim, along with all the other Yomim Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped Zahinis, it's also to give a Hesped, or to fast, V'chayiv Adam Liyos Behen Tzameach V'tayiv Lev, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and then he fears Ois, Shenemar V'samach V'chagach. So the Rambam says clearly, all 7 days of Pesach, and the Chutzorot, of course, it's 8, and the 8 days of Sukkot, the Chutzorot, which is 9, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim have a mitzvah of Simcha. What is the Sha'ar Yomim Tovim? So you'll tell me it's Shavuos. Right, okay. Obviously, he's including Shavuos, that's one of the Yom Tovim, but two problems. If he only means Shavuos, he wouldn't say Himshari Yom Tovim, he would say, and the one other Yom Tov that's left. You don't say Shari Yom Tovim, Alosh and Rabbit, which is referring to a whole group. That's Aleph and Beis. He has to be going back on what he said earlier, which is what we just read at the beginning of Alos Yom Tov, which is that Yom Tov, but the Klal, the Stoma, unless the Rabbi says otherwise, Yom Tov refers to all the days of Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah. Not Yom Kippurim, that's not included here. He doesn't mention that here. That has its own halachas. But Rosh Hashanah is included in the Shem Yom Tov. Okay, so if the Rambam tells us, Shari Yom Tovim have a mitzvah simcha, obviously he's including not only Shavuos, but Rosh Hashanah as well. So it would seem that it's Muchach Lahedin in the Rambam that there is a mitzvah simcha Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Now, really, we could stop here and say that's it. Okay, Dava Bar, that is a mitzvah simcha. However, there's a big problem. The problem is that the mitzvah of simcha has two components. One component is a carbon, shalmei simcha, to bring a shlamim and eat it, eat the basa shlamim, according to all the halachas of a shlamim. That's the first halacha of mitzvah of simcha. The second halacha is, like we just read from the Rambam, liya sameach, v'tayv lev, yayin, and noshim b'ray lohem, ektanim b'ray lohem, every person, whatever makes him happy. Okay. Now, where does the Rambam talk about the halachas of shalmei simcha? That's in Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chagiga, starts off in the beginning, Shalosh mitzvah saseh nitzdabu Yisrael b'chol regal mishalosh regal. There are three mitzvahs on the shalosh regal. And one of them is simcha. And one on the shalosh regal? Obviously, only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah is definitely not one of the shalosh regal. There's no Karban Chagiga in Rosh Hashanah. There's no Oedus Re'iyah. There's no Aliyah L'regal. Right, that's for sure. There's no question about that. So now, the Rambam then goes on to say, and he describes the mitzvah of the Eilus Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha. So that means the Rambam is telling us that Shalmei Simcha is only on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, only on Shalosh Regalim, not on Rosh Hashanah. Because this whole set of halachas, Hilchos Chagiga, does not apply in Rosh Hashanah. And that's not true. Nobody says that there's a carbon Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. That's for sure there's no Shalmei Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So we have a big problem. We have a steer in the Rambam. In other words, Yom Tov, the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah simcha applies to Rosh Hashanah as well. In Hilchos Chagiga, he's excluding Rosh Hashanah from this mitzvah because he's talking about the very same mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov. It's the same pasuk, v'samachta l'chagecha. He brings the same pasuk, and he's saying it's only shalosh regalim. So how could you have this one mitzvah that's listed here? How is this possible? How do we understand this? So maybe we could be matzi of shat in the Rambam based on the lashon haRambam. The beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, he says, first he describes the Chagiga. Chagiga hamorim b'tayru sheyakrib shlamim v'yom tov rishon chag sheyavei leheirois. Then he says, hasimcha hamorim b'regalim. What's the mitzvah simcha? Hu sheyakrib shlamim yeser al shalmei Chagiga. The Rambam says four words here, which seem to be extra. He says yiv makrib shlamim. Why did he have to say yeser al shalmei Chagiga? Obviously, if there's two mitzvahs, so it's not one carbon for both of them. Right, obviously they're both shlomim, so there are going to be two separate karban shlomim. One is a chagiga, one is a simcha. Vaisleis in the Rambam is mashma that the etzem mahus, the metzias of shalmei simcha is to be meisif on the shalmei chagiga. That's what it is. The karban shlomim shalmei simcha is that going above and beyond your karban chagiga, you should bring another karban shlomim. That's part of what creates, or where the simcha is maisiyah. That's how the simcha comes out. And the fact that there's something extra, there's a tosefes on the basic shlomim, there's an extra shlomim. That is the metzias, that is the mahus of shalmei simcha. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah sounds like this also, a mitzvah say nundal, he says, shetzivanu l'smayach b'regalim, shenakrif karban shlomim, ve'elu ha-shlomim naisofim al shalmei chagiga. It's in addition to the shalmei chagiga. The etzem diik that we're saying that Ramei Simcha makes in Har Sameach, Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, but it would seem that this is what the Rambam is saying, that Shalmei Simcha is something in addition to Shalmei Chagiga. Therefore, what comes out? Very simple. The mitzvah of Simcha v'samach b'chagecha, Marashach, is it talking about Rosh Hashanah? Is it not talking about Rosh Hashanah? The answer is yes, it is talking about Rosh Hashanah. However, the oifen of how to be Mekayim this mitzvah simcha will depend. on the Shalosh Regalim when you have a Chagiga, so then you have the optimal method of being kind of mitzvah, which is to bring a Shalmei Simcha, along with the Yisamech, the Tayvleiv, and the Yain, and everything else. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't have this option, because you cannot be Moisef onto a Shalmei Chagiga, which doesn't exist. It's impossible to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Rosh Hashanah. There's no such din to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. If you bring it, it's not a Shalmei Chagiga, it's not doing what it's supposed to. You cannot be Moisef on a carbon that doesn't exist. But the Torah says it's a mitzvah of Samach L'Chagach. Yeah, the Torah says it's a mekayim in all the other ways, with Yayin, and Noshim B'Reilahem, and Ketanim B'Reilahem. Very Gishmak, it could be a mekayim of mitzvah. But the Shalmech Simcha, that Taka cannot do. Just to be Messiah, what we're saying, we'll just be Messiah, the halacha that comes out from all of this. Shulchan Aruch in Simcha Tavkav Tzadik Zayin, Paskin T'Oichlim V'Shaisim U'Smeichim. The Ainus Anan by Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch Paskin said there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishabru speaks to that very clearly in Sifkat and Aleph. Avshim Yoim Hadin, Mikol Mokoim, Mitzvah Shal Vasamach, the Chagetha, Shayach Gamboi, Shagambu Bechlal Chag, Kediksiv Tikku Bachaydi Shayach. For this Raya comes from the Goin, the Biuroi, that it says Tikku Bachaydi Shayach, from Akesel Yoim Chagenu. Chagenu. And if you call it Rosh Hashanah Chag, if it's a Chag, then it's included in the Samach of the Chagetha. We'll just leave off with a Kasha. That there seems to be a steer in the Mishavur about this. Because in Simon Tovkuf Mem Zayin, Chalamayid, Siv Beis, Siv Gimel, excuse me, Shulchan Aruch says that 30 days before Yontif, we do not say a Hesped on a Mace that was Mace earlier than that. Takes away from the Simchas Yontif. And the Mishavur here in Siv Katan Dalet brings from the Yeshuas Yaakov that by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this halacha does not apply. If you look at Yeshuas Yaakov inside, he says very clearly, because there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif in Rosh Hashanah. That would not seem to stem with the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.